Well, first off, I want to say congratulations. I know it's been out for a while, but your seventh studio album called Midnight Blues. When you first got this started, like I had a chance to interview you and, oh my gosh, years and years and years ago. I don't want to age either of us. But when you first started, did you think you'd get to number seven?
I had no idea what was in store, but I certainly hoped for it. That was always the plan. I've never had a plan B. I've never had a backup plan. Music is all I've ever done, so it was definitely what I was hoping for.
And it's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's been amazing. I feel very blessed to still be here singing and to still be, you know, sort of relevant.
Sort of relevant, yeah. As she gets set to play the Folk Fest. A sold out Folk Fest, by the way.
Yeah, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so blown away.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Midnight Blues first off. I saw on your website that you say this is your favorite album.
I tend to say that about every album, but
because they're all your babies, right?
Right. I really mean it this time, though. It's special because, we recorded this while during the pandemic, you know, so it was a very uncertain time, and yet we as a family, my husband and my daughter, we just banded together in our little bubble at our home in Nashville. And we recorded this in our studio at home in Nashville, and the album was produced by my husband, Dwayne Strobel, who's also my guitar player, and he also engineered and mixed the whole album. And then also my daughter, our six-year-old daughter, Jawande, she sang the backgrounds on the title track, Midnight Blues. And she also co-wrote one of the songs called Take a Little Walk with the Moon.
Oh, so, my gosh.
You know, it's a family project, so that's what makes it so special to me.
It's like the Partridge Family.
Yeah, just about. She joins us on stage now for a couple of songs usually, so it's really cool.
And obviously now that COVID is, you know, over and done with, it's got to feel so good to get back out there and get in front of people, get in front of your fans.
Oh, yes. It's been amazing. You know, we've been out there playing this new music and getting back together with, you know, all our old fans and making new fans. And it's just been incredible. We're so grateful to be so busy on our tour.
I'm curious, when it comes to a festival show or an auditorium show, is there a different way of preparing, or is it just you come out and do your thing and hope for the best?
Definitely. I try to consider, you know, the audience and the vibe. And when it comes to, like, festivals, I definitely take, you know, like when I do smaller theaters, you know, it's a little bit more intimate. I do more storytelling. And yet with this festival, I feel like this crowd will be up for that as well. So I'm going to mix in a little bit of everything. And to be perfectly honest, I usually put up a set list for the band, and then we get out on the stage, and then I feel the energy from the crowd. And sometimes they lead me in a different direction, and I turn around and tell the band, surprise, we're doing different songs.
Well, you know, I saw people laying down tarps Wednesday night in anticipation for Thursday, and they had a great night last night, and it looks like the weekend's going to be fantastic. It is sold out. The forecast looks great. I wonder if you have a chance to check out any of the other acts while you're there.
I'm definitely planning on it. There's so many people that I would love to see, so many different. That's what's so cool about this festival. It's so diverse. And, you know, there's some people that I'm hoping to see while I'm here.
And you take the stage at what time tonight?
I take the stage tonight at 7, is it 7:40? I believe it's 7:40.
Is there a pre-show ritual at all? Like, I've seen other bands, other artists get together and there's some sort of huddle. Is there anything like that with you?
You know what? My huddle is with my husband and my child. I give my husband a kiss and tell him to have a good show. Give my baby a kiss and tell her to have a good show. And then we walk out hands holding and then I usually stomp my high heels a couple times each, like a little bull getting ready to bust out of the chute. And then after that, I'm ready to rock and roll.
I love that. It's a little different in my house when I'm getting ready for a show to come in here. My wife says, don't screw it up today.
That's awesome.
I'm going to have to get her to give you a call so we can...
I may say something along those lines to my husband as well.
That's fantastic. Well, it's been just a pleasure catching up with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and kick some butt tonight.
Thank you so much for squeezing me in. I appreciate it. So great chatting with you again.